down yet, Yolanda? She's just getting a little extra exercise in, going up and down. All right. So we'd like to introduce Yolanda for our speaker tonight. Yes, I'm so excited to be here, and it is celebration. This is the first time that I've been at the Tuesday afternoon class. I had belonged to the Tuesday night class for 16 years, and always been about bragging how spiritually evolved we were. That's because I didn't go to any other class, you know? So now I'm with Tuesday afternoon class, and it was quite challenging because it really was quite challenging because to bring in the crossed over ones during daylight, I found most challenging. And being brand new, I was kind of curious as to why everyone sat around with their eyes closed. And I realized that that's how they were, you know, being in tune. I'm not much older than the mature ones here. I'm only 10 or 15 years. They're minor. So that was kind of challenging, too, because we would hear about baking, and people would talk out of turn. And then I realized that we get the privilege. They're giggling. See what I'm saying? Uncontrolled seniors. I love them. I just love them, because that's all you need is love. That's all you need is love. You know, I've heard Reverend Millie say that it's so easy to love a cutesy little baby with their dimples and their little chubby legs, and they're so adorable, right? But when we get to be seniors, where's that love? You know, they're still changing diapers. It gets to be a bigger thing, right? That's when you really start to kick in that spiritual notion within you that everyone is born with. You know, that all you need is love. I want to talk a little bit about my class because I can. They were too chicken to talk. They chose me, so good luck to them. Let's see, who can I start with? Oh, Mary. I had noted that Mary had some real jumps in her entombment. Her entombment got sharper and sharper. And entombment just simply means the knowing within. The knowing that you know that you know. And once she got her own mistrust issues, I'm not sure, all this stuff, she really was hot yesterday. I mean, that was our last class, and she was really right on. And I appreciated her being in class. And Alan, she left because she got a little dizzy. That's what seniors do. And I really learned a lot from Alan. You know, she's very courageous. And she would show up sometimes when she didn't feel good, but I think we all did from time to time. Our Larry Gretler, who's not here, pump him up. He's on a heart pump, you know, and we just kind of pump him up with love because it's the power of love through prayer that Larry has been able to meet all those challenges. He knows in his heart that he's not alone, even if it is just an artificial pump. And he really doesn't have a blood pressure, and he really doesn't have a pulse. He had to turn himself into the local fire department and let them know that he was in the neighborhood. So they put the band on him and pumped him up, you know, and there was nothing there. They were astounded. And then they listened to his pulse, no pulse. He's a walking miracle, kind of like Frankensteinish, sort of, but not really. Not really. God love him. And our Donna, our songbird, she's as young as Donna is. She's our kind of like a mommy, like the co-mommy of the Reverend Mommy. She co-mommies us even when she's not around. She organizes. She puts us together. She railroads real well. And we love Donna. She has a great talent, and she works with children oftentimes. She sings and entertains. She's an entertainer. And she still takes time out for children. Out of Donna's love and compassion, we were praying for her. She adopted a little Russian girl. And no sooner was that done than you conceived.
No, the other way around.
Oh, she conceived, then she adopted. Okay. Prayers work. Then our Gloria. God love our Gloria. She took the tedious time to cut up all that fruit salad that you'll be looking at after class. It takes a lot of work to do that. Cut, chop, cut. And knowing Gloria, they all had to be the same size, you know? She speaks of her husband often, who has crossed over. And Gloria comes to class and she shares about TVs going on in her house and lights flickering and how she tries not to be afraid and how we comfort her and say, listen, Gloria, you know, spirit's coming to you. It could be your husband. He can afford the bill, obviously. He left you something, right? Turning on TV. Wants to watch some TV. And our beloved Lou. God love Lou. She's a little chatterer. She chatters a lot in class, not a turn lots of times. But she always has something to say. You know, she doesn't chatter just to chatter, although I used to think that. But after a while, I started to listen because she always had something to say. She has a loving daughter and a son-in-law. And Lou will always have a home. All you need is love. Her daughter told her that she will never, ever be without a home. So when it comes time, her daughter will bring her in. Her daughter said, you put me through college, Mom, I will take care of you. Isn't that the sweetest thing? One of the things about growing older is finding enough love around us. Because we can't think as good as we used to, walk as strong as we once did, and jump and dance and laugh and sing. You know, those become memories, and I suppose the memories, with all we need is love, keeps us young. But the body betrays us, doggone it. Just as you start to make a little sense of things, boom, it hits the floor. I don't know what to say about it. Tony, and I wish Tony would have been a speaker, because Tony's our pretty one, our sexy one, our blue-eyed raven one. But she's very shy. But Tony knows how to put an organized party in our table and stuff like that, so you will see that outside. Tony also had all you need is love, compassion about her heart to take care of our Ruthie in her final days. You know, and that takes a lot to love somebody and to really mean it, to say that you really love those final days that you spend with someone, and that's our Tony. Let's see. I left everybody, said everybody that's here besides me, and you don't need to know.
Julie.
Who? Julie. Oh, and Julie. I wrote her in. And Julie, our newest member. She is our newest member to the class. And I asked Julie, what did you think of class? She goes, the typical, oh, I liked it. And I said, no. What did you like best? And what she said is that she liked the entombment part about being able to get in tune to spirit on the other side. And that was very comforting to her. Although she had awareness of that, she appreciated the opportunity to develop it, to become more developed in an environment where everyone is committed to develop. And it doesn't matter how fast you go, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. The fact of the matter is that God in Himself is the only heart reader, and you will be given gifts accordingly. You can't fill a cup that's already running over. But I can spill some and get some more in there, okay? That's how I do it. That's my thought, though. And so love being one of the spirits, one of the fruitages of the Holy Spirit, is what the healers use upstairs. If you've never experienced our healers, I ask you to do so. The healers upstairs are filled with love. That's all that they do. And that's the healing energy that Jesus the Christ had on earth, is the love energy. It was the love that he, the unconditional love that the people felt from him, that made them heal themselves. It was that Holy Spirit that Jesus emanated. Thank you, because sometimes I talk funny, but you heard it. Emanated. What is it?
Emanated.
Like Eminem? Emanated? Okay. That he emanated from his heart that helped heal anyone that came around him. And I like that idea, too. All you need is love. There's a little book here, right there, that Millie took the time, because all she is love, to put together. Little, what do you call those? They're not quirks, ditties. They're Millie's ditties and thoughts that she has received from the angel kingdom and comprised in this little book. And that little book is for the offering of $10. And you get to read all of it on your own time, at your own speed, over and over again. You can put it under your bed, have sleepless nights, read it, it'll put you to sleep. And that's here for you.
Larger print, too.
Huh?
Larger print.
And it's larger print this time. I wonder why. I've been coming around the forum. This is called Wednesday Night Forum, and I really miss the old place. I'm not going to kid about it. I really, really miss the old place down here on Taylor. But it's been a little over 20 years that I've been coming around. And in 20 years, you see people and you love them, and they come and they go, and you see them again. And sometimes you see them cross over. And you get to see them again in class, which is really, really nice. And that's one of the privileges of being in Millie's class. There's nothing scary that goes on. We run it through our God self. And when the message bearers come up and they give messages, you run that through your God self, because we are really only practicing. We don't give warnings. We don't tell you to get married, don't get married, go through the door, don't go through the door. Buy the car, don't buy the car. Rent the house, don't rent the house. We don't tell you what to do. The angels will not tell you what to do. But we do bring messages from the other side, so we encourage you when that time comes to invite somebody. Invite someone that you love. It's just like calling them on the telephone. Hey, would you like to show up? You know they're not going to have dinner, but show up anyway, you know, and see if we can tune into them and bring you a message. I'm having such a fun time up here. I am. And Lou and Gloria and my buddy over here, Lindy and Millie, we all got to go to Alaska. And you know, when that thought came up, I didn't want to go. But all you need is love, right? And I knew I had the opportunity to go. In my feeble mind, I saw snow and igloos and Eskimos. I said, why would I want to leave my house and sunny California to go to snow and igloos and Eskimos? And boy, oh boy, it was the prettiest sight I've ever seen. They had the most beautiful flowers. Flowers, can you imagine that? And they have one of the world's largest rainforest. Who knew that Alaska had a rainforest? It's called the Tundras Forest. And I went flying through it up to 80 feet high at one point on a zip line. Yay! Flying through the forest. And I looked down and there was a bear. Dennis went with us. Bears, he saw the black bear and he was taking silverfish out of the stream. All you need is love. That's love in nature. That's the love balance that God brings to us in nature. The flowers aren't told to bloom or when to bloom. They just do. And they do for us, for our own beauty, because in the eye of the beholder, we see the beauty in our own way. For each one of us are like flowers in the garden of God's backyard. Some of us get to be in the front yard. I'm only kidding. But we're all just flowers in the garden of love. We really are. And each one of us has a unique gift. We see the world just a little bit different than the next person. Just a little bit different. And for some of us, it's been knocked in the head that that's not the way it should be. And along the way, we forget. We forget that we are loving beings and we were born with all that we needed to be born to contribute to life in this life expression. All you need is love. Dun, 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 dun. All you need is love. And with love comes prayer. And in prayer, you don't always have to be on your knees to pray. You can pray while you're driving on the freeway when you really need it. Or you can pray when you're walking on the road. Or you can pray just before you go to sleep. You can pray right now because your thoughts are heard. Thoughts are energy and thoughts are real. And thoughts are prayer. They're tangible and they reach out. Not just to the person next to you or to the person who is sick in your family, but around the globe. If we can reach around the globe, then we can reach further and further, because we are made of love. Love is the most powerful energy that there is. There's no stopping it. There's just an abundance of it. There is no shortage of it. You can give it all away and you'll still have more, because it works like that. The more you give, the more you shall receive. The more you extend yourself, the more shall be extended. Be a gracious receiver. Learn how to receive. Don't just be selfish in being the giver because it feels so good, because it does. But be gracious and receiving to let another human being on this planet feel that gift too. All you need is love. Put yourself in the other person's shoes, because we don't know everybody's story. We do not. We can all be gleaming and shining and showing our pearly whites and still feel some sadness within ourselves. But with the love energy that heals us and the hugs, and sometimes just a smile, we can save another life. Just like that. There's so much talent in this room. It's just an honor and a privilege for me to be here. My last talk stank. It stank big time. I'm shocked that they asked me back. But then, you know what? All you need is love. And with that comes forgiveness and honor to the person, to the souls, to the embodiment, to the congregation. Summer's coming up. This graduation is celebrating here. We never really graduate. Now the test comes, because all these little birds were going to fly out and it's going to practice what they learned all summer long. And for me personally, there's always this sad withdrawal during the summertime. I want to run back. I want to do class again. And every once in a while, they'll have a beach party or somebody will have a circle at their house. And we all run back and we all hold and embrace and we do what we love to do best. And that's to help another human being, to increase the love volume within ourselves and others. Because my friends and ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the newcomers, all you need is love. Thank you very kindly.
That was wonderful, Yolanda. Thank you. Thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge a wonderful lady who was in our class for many years. I don't know how many years.
20
or more.
I was there at 10, and she was there when I came.
Ruthie, I understand, on her very last day, gave us these cards. That she is a wonderful artist. And she has done a whole lot of cards, and she would like for us to pass them out to you and to the class and they're beautifully done. She is really talented in many ways, and she worked so hard no matter how bad she felt, and she didn't ever complain when she sat at that piano and played every single time that she could, and she loved it, and she loved all of us, and we miss her in our class. And so I'd like to encourage you, I think I'll spread them out on the piano after we're done, and maybe everybody could come up and take one if you'd like that. I'm taking this one. Okay, so let's see. What's next?